We've spent the morning going through one of the craziest, ugliest, most thrilling Cowboys games ever. The 40-37 overtime win over the Giants, where the Cowboys actually got three possessions in overtime to win it. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about it is the owner and general manager, Jerry Jones. Good morning.
Cue applause. There you go. Good morning to you. Good morning, I tell you. That game yesterday, that was something else. It's like watching Jerry Jr. try to put together a 10-piece puzzle. It's ugly and soul-draining, but entertaining. I mean, I hate having to watch aggravating games like this at my advanced age. I'm really getting concerned because experiencing that much cardiac discomfort in the span of 4-plus quarters can be very deadly to someone my age.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why part of this new renovation that we had at the stadium, we had a special set of owner GM defibrillator paddles installed there in our suite. So it's Stephen or Charlotte's job to stand by in case they have to shock me out of purgatory back into my earthly vessel if my heart stops.
So that responsibility is always on Stephen or Charlotte, never Gene or Jerry Jr.?
No. Are you kidding me? Jerry Jr.? Even if he could figure him out, he'd probably electrocute himself since he always runs around in that wet diaper.
Jeez.
I do too, by the way. I run around in a wet diaper.
Oh, gosh, Jerry.
It's my thing.
Well, how'd you feel about how that game started yesterday?
Well, not good. That defense, serious problems there. It was basically Swiss cheese on cleats for our defense there. And we made old Russ look like he's 2015 Russell Wilson, didn't we?
I know.
But our most valuable player stepped up wearing number 55 for the Giants. And I have to admit, it was sort of fun watching old Brian Daboll melt down, lose his cool over there. I think he's funny looking. You know, he kind of looks like that Wooly Willy. I don't know if you remember that guy in the magnetic shavings thing where you can make him have a beard.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Yeah.
Once you see it, you can't unsee it.
Well, it was a crazy game. That second half started off with Dak's first interception of the season. How'd you feel about that?
Well, what do you think I felt about it? I felt like I'm not exactly getting my money's worth from the league's most overpriced sack magnet. That's what I felt. No, but Dak had a pretty good game, but I really want him to pick it up when the game matters. And that when it matters is all the time when you're making that much money.
Right, yeah.
Sometimes I think Dak needs Google Maps to read defenses, but that's a private thought. It's a private thought.
Yeah,
don't let him hear that.
It was not public.
Okay, they're not public. Not public.
Well, who had a good game? Who do you feel played well yesterday?
Well, CD, I thought he had a good game. Javonte Williams. I thought Javonte had a good game.
Yeah.
And, of course, Brandon Aubrey is one of the few reasons that I can talk myself out of jumping into a running wood chipper. I really like that kicker guy. I'm really enjoying his last year in Dallas before some other team pays him $30 million over a course of a few years or so.
Well, yeah, he's been great.
Are you concerned about how bad the defense looked, though, especially the secondary?
No, George, I'm very concerned. I'm very concerned. Our secondary is a disaster buffet at this point. A lot to choose from on what to not like. But it's like George said, it's a lot like me wearing a Speedo. It just doesn't cover enough. That's what the secondary don't cover enough.
But yeah.
I think old Matt Everflush is going to get them decent enough so that this these tough teams coming up on our schedule, they won't hang half a hundred on us. We're going to get this thing in order. We're going to get that defense in order.
It's Fluce, by the way.
And, it is.
You're thin back there. Deron Bland injury, what's the latest on that?
Well, that one hurts. That hurts our team. Almost hurts as much as 10-1 Spalding's piano recitals. I had to do that the other day.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, man, you ought to hear that kid struggle through chopsticks. But so we're going to be without Deron for a couple weeks now, but I've I want the Cowboy fans not to worry, because I have given directions to the train staff to do whatever they have to do in order to speed up his recovery. I've even authorized and given out key cards to provide access to full organ harvesting from my deep storage hobo cryogenic body farm.
Okay, I don't know if that really exists.
That I keep under the AT&T Stadium. So whatever they need, they can go down there and saw the foot off an athletic-looking hobo and super glue it on to D-Ron every time they want to.
D-Ron.
So,
boy, you really are all in.
I'm all in. All in, baby. That's what it's about.
Well, we have to ask you about the big announcement after the game. You've signed some pass-rushing help.
Yes. Jevadon Clownsy.
Who?
He's Jevadon. He'll definitely help our questionable pass rush. I'm really hoping that Jevadon Clownsy will fill that void in our crappy defense we have right now.
Well, yeah, he may help, I guess.
I think it's Jadavian Clowney, by the way.
Well, he's better than Missing Smith. That's what I call Mozzie Smith, Missing Smith.
And you have some contract info on Tyler Smith, too. You got him to an extension.
Yeah, Tyler Smith, $96 million.
Yeah, that's a lot of
money. Like he was a good investment. And plus, I think his podcasting skills are so much better than Michael Parsons. I mean, he almost never mouths off and embarrasses me during the week. That's the huge bonus for me. That's okay. Kind of what I care about more than the football thing. Just don't embarrass me. I do enough of that.
All right, and you got the Bears up next. Any
we do.
Specific plans and
we
how
do.
You're going to get ready for that one?
I do, and I did. I have very specific plans on how to get ready for that game. I plan to spend a great deal of time reviewing the VHS tape that Stephen made of me giving gate agent a late-in-life estate drainer.
Oh, my God.
That always cheers me up.
Oh, my gosh.
There's a tape of that?
Almost made it through. Almost made it through. And then he says that and hangs up.